Figures in a Bygone Landscape by Don Howarth.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Early Explorations. The council house where I was born in 1924, in Clover Street, Bacup, was on a small new estate in the shade of old trees. The carts and delivery vans of tradesmen made the sound and smell of morning, the snort of horses, the grind and joggle of spoked wheels, the rat-tat of knockers, men whistling, the smell of horse muck and of fallen vegetables slippery to the heel. I learned that God watched over this daily bustle as an extension to his job of watching over me. He had button eyes and red trousers, and perched on my cot. By the time the distinction was made between God and Gollywog, the image was eradicable, so that later efforts to grasp the concept of the Trinity, or the imminent and emergent God of the life force, always wilted under the grin of Robertson's doll. Now his name has been pared, in deference to the Race Relations Act, I can capture a glimpse of Nietzsche's concept of an expiring God. A doctor came and put me through it. He was called Dr. Brown, which was obviously an alias. He looked like photographs of Marcel Proust, with a black moustache and sleeked hair and unblinking eyes. He thrust a spoon into my throat, which rattled on my teeth, and sat in an upright chair, threatening not to go until I stopped crying. He left some evil, dark medicine.